It was a cool April morning up here in the mountains of north central Idaho, and I was surprised to see my neighbor Dupree Davis standing beside his pickup truck next to the gravel road with sweat dripping off his face. "Dupree, you're working considerable hard this morning," I teased. "Work," he groaned. "I've been running. That's what I've been doing." "Well," I continued, "I'm proud to see that you're interested in a little exercise." "Exercise," he fumed. "I was running for my life. That dadgum ball-faced cow decided to not let me doctor her calf. She charged at me like she'd been vaccinated with a cattle prod, so I fogs it across the corral with her trying to pick my back pocket with her teeth. If I hadn't thrown my hat in her face, she'd be out there trampling on me in the mud right now. You know, there ain't nothing worse than a mama cow on the peck." I drove off laughing and wondering how Dupree was going to recover his hat, but he made me think about that term, on the peck. In the Old West, it was an expression meaning a person or an animal was fighting mad. As Christians, it seems to me we should never be on the peck. Oh, there are certainly some things in life worth fighting for, but the Old West term connotates a sense of reckless, unthinking anger, a lashing out at all in sight. The key ingredient of a disciplined Christian life is control. When anger is controlling us, it's a cinch the Holy Spirit isn't. We might need to be righteously angry from time to time to motivate us to accomplish the Lord's will, but that anger is never allowed to possess us. Sometimes it helps if we keep our focus in the right direction. The Bible says, if it is at all possible, as far as it depends upon you, live at peace with everyone. Our first reaction to confrontation should be to seek a peaceful response to the situation. That doesn't mean we overlook sin or put up with blasphemy or ignore injustice in the name of peace. But it does mean our basic personality must be that of a peacemaker. Anything less than that sidetracks us from Christian discipleship and opens the gate for other virtues to escape as well.